Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. This meditation is from Teilhard de Chardin, from his essay Creative Union, in Writings in Time of War. Souls are mistaken, in fact, when they imagine they are made for autonomy and isolation. It is clear, indeed, that the work of individual deepening and folding back upon the center is indispensable if the monads are to be completed. But that work is ordered to a higher fusion of the Pleiad. Individuals are called to a higher unification, the need for which constantly plagues them, and we see evidence of this in their inability to find happiness and to develop in isolation. The great mass of souls, therefore, is not a sort of dust into which life disintegrates. Their totality constitutes the higher matter, which is destined to be made one, to be created beneath a new spirit, heralded and prepared by their multitude. As the meditation begins, allow yourself to experience the interconnectedness with life, the oneness of consciousness, the lack of isolation, even as we sit in meditation. When we center deeply in ourselves, we do not close off contact with all other beings. We discover, mysteriously, a deeper interconnectedness, a life flow. That immerses us in the oneness of all. Let yourself be drawn by this contemplation out to the edge of your own comfort zone and just beyond. Experience a very different sense of being and a very different sense of boundaries. Experience the rush of life in the silence. The power and force and potential in one being. Open yourself at deeper layers of the self. We create boundaries in order not to feel overwhelmed by the vast interconnectedness of life. In meditation, experience and test your own comfort zone. Beyond the initial unfamiliarity and the rush of life comes a very different sensitivity and sensibility. In the words of Teilhard de Chardin, souls are mistaken, in fact, when they imagine they are made for autonomy and isolation. It is clear indeed that the work of individual deepening and folding back upon the center is indispensable if the monads are to be completed. But that work is ordered to a higher fusion of the Pleiad. Individuals are called to higher unification, the need for which constantly plagues them. And we see evidence of this in their inability to find happiness and to develop in isolation. The great mass of souls, therefore, is not a sort of dust into which life disintegrates. Their totality constitutes the higher matter, which is destined to be made one, to be created beneath a new spirit, heralded and prepared by their multitude. As we draw the meditation to a close, Allow the experience of compassion that arises from this higher sense of oneness to pervade your being. And extend gratitude for the experience of deeper unity.